full Blue Ridge Highway will open up. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, 10th August, 1913, page 3, column 1, magnificent section of state, that the much-talked-of Blue Ridge Highway, extending from Atlanta through Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Pickens, Gilmer, and Fannin counties, on to Murphy, N.C., will soon be a reality, open to traffic, is declared by T.H. Tabor of the White Pa Hotel. The territory along which the road will be constructed is one of scenic beauty, rich in minerals, and contains great possibilities for ideal summer resorts. Here the agriculturist can find a rich soil suited to the needs of nearly any grain, and in the hills are a large number of mineral springs of powerful medicinal virtue. The section is one that will doubtless become most popular with tourists when the highway is completed. On account of the steepness of its hills and rough roads, added to the fact that heretofore no concerted action has been taken to remedy the facilities for road traffic, the country is at present almost unknown to the automobilist. The road has been in the course of construction for some time in the counties of Cobb and Cherokee, and much splendid work has already been done. Now comes the announcement that Pickens, Gilmer, and Fannin counties will immediately start work on that part of the road lying within their county limits. The citizens of Murphy, N.C., are enthusiastic over the road and have promised to complete a road in their state to connect at the state line as soon as the road is constructed through Fannin County. The road will open up to the sightseeing public the marble works at Tate, in which millions of dollars are invested. Huge gold and iron deposits at White Path, and many marble, copper, and iron mines from White Path to Murphy. The section is also an ideal one for apples and other fruits, and the hills are largely covered with the finest hardwood timber. There are many ideal summer resorts along the route to be traversed by the road. The mineral springs of this section are becoming famous throughout the South, and with a first-class automobile highway making the resorts easily accessible to the motorist, the charming climate, delightful scenery, and many other advantages, this territory with its elaborate accommodations for pleasure and health seekers is destined to draw even a more liberal patronage than in the past. The medicinal and curative properties of these waters were discovered years ago by the untutored Cherokee Indians, of whose habitations in the district many relics may still be found.